been a pretty interesting growing season as we head into harvest. What are some things that growers need to think about and keep in mind?
Probably the biggest thing this time of year, especially with this growing season, is to be thinking about what fields and what order we want to start harvest in, because there's a lot of fields out there, obviously, with the moisture we've had this year. Nitrogen's been depleted in some areas, and so we've got poor stalk and root integrity, or stalk integrity, really. So people really got to be thinking about what order they want to get those fields out in, you know, be checking the stalks and get things out in the right order so we've got a timely harvest and, you know, don't allow things to be up to Mother Nature's control as we move later into harvest.
As your agronomists have been talking with growers and working with growers throughout the growing season, what have been their biggest challenges? You mentioned nitrogen deficiency. Are they concerned about yields as we head into harvest, or is there a pretty good feeling about this crop, even with those weather challenges?
Well, every year we talk about all the variability, and even with, you know, yeah, there are areas where it's been wet and maybe corn hasn't had all the nitrogen it's needed, but we're pretty good about that. People, you know, are a lot more apt to be coming out and putting liquid nitrogen on later. So, you know, it's a sporadic thing, and there's a lot of variability, but some of the other things we've seen are the foliar leaf diseases this year. Been really tough with all the moisture we've had, so that's a big deal, and obviously people have been treating on an as-needed basis as we've gone through the season, but that's probably a big one, and that's going to have some yield effect for some hybrids in some areas. And otherwise, you know, I think there is a pretty good crop out there, too. There's, you know, as you move north into Iowa, as, you know, even in northern Illinois, there's still a lot of really good corn out there. So there's just a lot of variability, and there's some areas that have been hit harder, and you can't do much about it when you get 5 to 7 inch rains a few times in a row.
Let's talk about next year. So as we get into harvest, we have time to think about making decisions. What are some of the things that Wyffels is offering for next year that growers can be excited about putting in the ground?
Well, we have 15 new products that we've commercialized for 2016, and, you know, there's a whole group of those then that we're really excited about. We think they're going to be game changers at several different maturities. So those 15 hybrids are across three different technology platforms, so we've got a little something in there for everybody depending upon their local disease pressure and needs, and that's important. That's probably one of the most important things as we think forward into 16 is trying to get a handle right now on what disease pressure is. For example, you know, adult corn rootworm beetles give us a little bit of an indication on how that needs to be managed for next year, whether we want to rely on biotechnology or traits, or whether we want to do some fall applications, or we need to do insecticide at planting, or some combination of all three. So really understanding your local disease pressure, you know, helps make some of those decisions and understanding which one of these great new products are going to be right for everybody's individual farm.
If folks want to find out more information, the best way to do so?
Well, obviously, if you know somebody locally, you know, talk to your Wyffels seed rep or Wyffels representative, but you can always find a whole lot of information at Wyffels.com.